third parak of Sota Mishnah Gimel. Ad shelo nimcha megila amra eini shoyse megilas enignezes. If before they erased the Megillah, she admitted, and she says, "I'm not." Here she didn't even admit. She just said, "I don't want to drink these waters." So the Megillah we put in Geniza, and her mincha mispazeres al adoshin. They prepared the mincha, and we just burned it over the ashes, not in the mizbeach. It was not put on the mizbeach because there was no need for it anymore. You cannot write a Megillah Sota that's written for Vashti to work for Izevel. Very nice names. But it has to be written Lishmo for this woman. So if the woman doesn't want to drink the waters, we just take the Megillah and put it into Geniza. If afterwards they already raised the Megillah into the waters and she's very terrified to drink those waters, so she right away says, "I'm Tmeya." Since she said before she drank the water, also we pour out the water and the Mincha also gets put together with these ashes over there where all the Pasul Kabbanas were put. Nimcha Megillah v'amra eini shoyse. But after the Megillah was erased, she says, "I do not want to drink, but I do not want to admit." Then we say, "Sorry, ma'ar maleh u'mashkim es ba'kochu." We basically say, we get her all confused and everything else, and l'maisa, we get her to drink the waters, because she had the shame, hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased, and she doesn't want to drink the waters or admit, that we can't let her get away with it. And therefore, you force her to drink the waters or admit